You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. Okay, thanks as always, everybody, for listening to your Ambit Energy Podcast. Today, we continue our series of interviews with 2012 Ambition Award winners. So let me first of all read a list off for you. Ambition A-lister, EC Paysetter, 5-Star Club, Pure Energy Award, The 10, Co-Founders Leadership Council, The Millionaire Club, and of course, Thompson Leadership Award. Now, if you mention all of the above, then you have to be talking about none other than national consultant Ray Monty from New York. Thanks for speaking with us today, Ray.
Wayne, thanks for having me. I appreciate you and all you do, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you.
Let me just add to that list by reading the description of the Co-Founders Impact Award. The recipient of the Co-Founders Impact Award is personally selected by Ambit Co-Founder and Chief Marketing Officer Chris Chambliss. This award is presented to the consultant who has had the greatest impact on the Ambit sales organization by exemplifying these four pillars of success: training, teamwork, motivation, and a tireless work ethic. Well, it definitely sounds like Ray Monty to me. How did you feel when you actually won that award this year?
You know, I was shocked, to be honest with you, Wayne. I was just caught up in the moment of being down there with over 9,000 people, and I was excited about some of the leaders on our team getting awards. So I definitely did not expect it. Caught me off guard, and I was at a total loss for words. But I'll be honest with you, I'm honored and privileged to get it. And yeah, I tell people it's a team effort. It's a lot of hard work, but it's about surrounding ourselves with great people. And you know, to me, that's a team award that our team earned. And yeah, just excited about the opportunity. It's funny, we're talking now. I'm sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic in Connecticut. I started my morning in New York. I just did a lunch presentation in New Jersey. I'm on my way to Connecticut for a meeting. And the reason I am, Wayne, is because I understand the timing of what's going on. And when you love what you do and you believe in the company, the leadership of the company, I think the natural instinct is to work hard. And, you know, that's what we do. We surround ourselves with good people and work hard. So honored and privileged, and I appreciate the word from Chris and Jerry and John and just being part of this company.
Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting that you said, you know, how hard you're working right now. And would you put your success down to any one particular thing other than hard work?
I would. I think hard work is one aspect of it. Guys, no matter what you do, if you're going to be very successful, you got to work hard. I think timing of Ambit and our economy, I think the timing has a lot to do with it. I mean, how often do you have the price of gas going where it is now? I mean, normally this time of the year, the price of gas is dropping. And way up here in Connecticut, I see places $4.25 a gallon. So if you look at the price of gas, you look at the unemployment rate, so we talk about the timing of what's going on in our country, and that coincides with Ambit being a six-year-old company about to go over 1 million customers, named the fastest-growing company in America. You know, so you've got the timing of a lot of factors coming together. I think there's systems in place, systems like this with this podcast that you're doing, the Power Zone, web trainings, conference calls, meetings, and then hard work. And if you take all those things and put them up to one package, I think there's three or four different factors, but hard work is one of the most important things. Working hard at a time where everything is aligning is it's a pleasure to work hard when things are going good, because Wayne, I've worked hard when things are going bad, and it's not nearly as much fun.
You've been a mentor to many of our consultants. You've got yourself a little bit of a following there. And I'm going to turn the tables on you here right now. Who do you look up to, and who do you look for mentorship when you're having a tough day?
You know, I mean, I got to go back to my sponsor, Brian McClure. I mean, here's a guy that I've known now coming up on 15 years, and there's a lot of things that I'm still learning in this business. I mean, I've got a lot to learn about leadership, so there's stuff I bounce off of Brian. I had the pleasure of spending some time with Chris and Jerry last week. I mean, I can't say enough about them and the way that they've gracefully handled their success. I mean, to go from Ambition in 2007 to 750 people to well over 9,000 people last week and have that event run as smooth as it did, you know, I look up to them. I watched the fact that their company's become one of the fastest growing companies in America, about to do $1 billion in revenue, and they haven't changed who they are. And I see the way that they handle the field and the things they do. So I look up to them. I mean, I pray. I look to God for answers too. I think that's important. And, you know, a lot of times you follow your instincts and you follow people that you believe in and your trust. And you know, the leadership in this company to me is second to none. That's why I got involved in AMP, and it wasn't even as much the opportunity, but I saw what kind of people Chris and Jerry are, and they continue to be.
So what's in the future for you? You mentioned Brian McClure, and he got a nice brand new purple jacket this year. Is that something you're aiming for now?
It is. I mean, Wayne, you've always got to set goals and be trying to get to a certain level and help other people get there. And, you know, as a national consultant, there's no more promotions as of now, not eligible for five-star trips. So you're always looking for something to motivate you. And that purple jacket, I'll be honest with you, the yellow one's nice, but I think the purple looks a whole lot better. So we sat down, and our goal is to have it by ambition of 2013, and we're going to work real hard to get there, and if it happens, so be it. And along the way, we're going to help a whole lot of other people get to where they need to be.
Yeah, that's important when you said about helping a whole lot of other people. Would you say that that really is part and parcel of what AMBIT's about and why you've really been so successful with it?
Well, you've got to. I mean, we're in the people business. You know, I tell people this all the time. I'm not in the gas and electricity business. That's Chris and Jerry. I'm in the people business. I'm out here looking for people who are sick and tired of their current situation, who are willing to make a change. And then my job as a leader is to help them get started, give them the tools that they need to be successful, give them some guidance. And, you know, the more people you help become successful, the higher up you go in this company. You can't get promoted to EC or NC without helping a whole lot of other people get to where they need to be. And, you know, getting a yellow jacket and a purple jacket, I mean, that's all a byproduct of helping other people achieve their goals.
There are a lot of consultants that are probably sitting around listening to this right now, and they're like, you know, Ray's a real go-get-em type of guy. You know, what would you say to those people that are sitting back and maybe spending a little bit too much time watching the sports on TV or the soap operas in the afternoon? How would you motivate them to get out and go after it like you have?
You know, it's hard to motivate people to change current habits. What we need to do is let them know what this business can do for them. And they need to motivate themselves. I mean, you know, if you look at the opportunity and the timing of what we've got here, and you don't get excited, something's wrong. You know, it's about changing your kid's life. It's about paying for kids' college tuition. It's about getting out of debt. Wayne, what I love about this business is this Friday is the 15th of the month, which means we get our residual income checks. Mm-hmm. And on Friday, I'm going to have hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are going to text me and tell me what their income check was for the month, that it went up a couple $100 or went up a couple $1,000s. And, you know, what's exciting about that is a lot of these people are people that are in this thing part-time. They have jobs, they have kids, and their goal at AMBIT was to make an extra $1,000 a month, and now they're up to $4,000 a month. And, you know, these are people that I don't think that I necessarily motivated. What I did was I presented the opportunity to them in a way where they saw what they could do to change their life, and then we gave them the tools that they needed to follow to do it. So, you know, I think motivating people, I don't know if that's the business we're in. I think we're in the business of giving people hope, and they need to see something in this that gives them something inside that makes them realize that they can go out there and do whatever they want with this business for their family.
Exactly. And I think what you're saying a little bit about there actually touches on the why. And, you know, I think a lot of people out there would like to know that when you first came into AMBIT, what was your why for doing this, Ray?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It was to be financial freedom for me and my family. So, you know, I've been around the industry long enough to realize that a lot of people have told me, Ray, if you could just find the right company at the right time with the right leadership, with the right service, and work hard and take the information that you've learned with the companies you've been with in the past that haven't worked out, you're going to have the opportunity to do something big. And, you know, Wayne, before I joined AMBIT, I'd spent 8 months researching the company. Brian had flown me down to Dallas twice to meet with Chris and Jerry, met with them a third time in New York City. And I wanted to make sure that if I was going to hitch my wagon to something for the third time in network marketing, that it was going to be something special. So when I got started, I knew this was going to be good. I never expected it to be nearly as big as what it is right now. I pitch myself every morning, but I got involved in this to create financial freedom for me and my family, to set up a lifestyle for my family and friends where most people could only imagine, not to have any worries in the world. I was willing to sacrifice 5 years of hard work to have the rest of my life to spend however I want to. And AMBIT's far surpassed that already. And now it's not about getting to that level. It's about helping other people get what they want.
I hear you. Now, we've got a simulcast just coming around the corner, just a couple months away. We're starting to plan for that already here in down in the corporate office. What are your thoughts about simulcast coming up?
I think you guys better get bigger venues.
How much bigger do we need to get them?
I'm telling you this, Al. You can put this out on record with all the leaders and the leadership that's developing and coming together in Ambit Energy. I saw there's 10 locations. And I don't know how many you have available for each person, but the challenge for Ambit Energy and the rest of the leaders is there. I think we could put 30,000 people in those 10 locations. You know, Wayne, what I look at is we had almost 10,000 in Ambition. And you got to remember with the promotions that you guys have put in place and all the people that couldn't afford to get to Dallas because of airfares and hotels, you know, with 10 locations with Syracuse and Hartford and Secaucus and Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Dallas and Houston and two in Illinois and one out in California, yeah, I got to feel like we can put 30,000 people in those 10 venues. And we've got just over 4 months, and with the promotions that Chris and Jerry have put in place and new states and new markets opening up, I mean, I think it's going to be magical. We're already doing the countdown like we do to Ambition. We're doing the countdown to the simulcast January 26th, and I know it goes, registration starts on the 19th of September. I got to believe the following week, I think you guys are well over 10 or 15,000 registered. This is going to be a lot of fun, and I hope Chris doesn't mind me saying this, but Chris told me to expect Ambition-like announcements. Well, we're excited. You know, I spoke to some of our leaders, and we had a great turnout on our team for Ambition. And, you know, we set some personal goals already 4.5 months out. Our team goal for the simulcast is 6,000 people. And if any of the other leaders are listening to this, I think they need to have fun with it and go take some of their RCs, SCs, ECs, and NCs and sit down and have some personal goals. Because here's what I know. These events drive your business. Wayne, we're just over a week out of Ambition, and I'm watching what's happening to the people that went down to Dallas and got to hear Chris and Jerry and see over 9,000 people. I'm watching what's going on in their businesses, and I'm also watching the people that didn't go. And not that the people that didn't go, they're not having success, but it's magnified because of the excitement and enthusiasm that people saw down in Dallas. And I can't imagine the fact that we're 4 months out from another big event. We have the opportunity to start building for it right now, not in one city, but in 10 different locations. I think you guys are going to add a couple more locations. That's my personal opinion.
Ray, in closing here, if there's one thing that you wanted to say to consultants that are out there that are aspiring to have the same sort of success in Ambit that you've had, what would that one thing be?
You know, guys, we all start off at the beginning. It starts by getting a couple customers. It starts by going out there and showing the business. But what I can tell you is if you stay focused and understand what's at stake here and understand that the leadership is here to support you and they do a great job. I mean, I've never seen anything like what we've got with Chris and Jerry and consultant support. And, you know, Wayne, you guys, you're doing a great job. With that said, there are bad days in Ambit. We get it. I think if you go ask every leader who's got a yellow jacket or a purple jacket, there's days they get frustrated with Ambit. There's days they want to quit. But here's the difference. They stayed the course. They stayed focused. And one day you wake up and you're doing interviews like this and you're realizing you're making millions of dollars. And what I can tell you, Wayne, is I look at where we're situated right now. I got involved at Ambit. It'll be 5 years on October 7th. And when I got started, we were in New York City, Westchester County, New York, and Texas. And a brand new person coming in now, the fact that we're in 9 states, the fact that we have free energy, the multiple covers of Success From Home magazine, Inc. magazine, the DVDs, the Power Zone, the podcast, things like this. Guys, what took myself and Brian McClure and Philip Eckert and Steve Thompson and Frank Schmeling and Esther Spina and some of these other leaders, what took these other leaders 3, 4, 5 years to accomplish, you're going to have the opportunity to do that in half the time just because of all the tools, all the states, everything that's in place. But with that said, you're still going to have bad days. You're going to get days where you get frustrated, wonder if it's ever going to work. Here's what I can tell you. If I had to go start all over tomorrow, I would, because I understand what's at stake here. You have the opportunity to get focused, to work hard, to be committed, to be persistent and consistent over the next couple years. And if you do that, you're going to wake up in 2014 or 2015 or 2016 realizing that you were part of something special, that you had the opportunity to make this business whatever you and your family want, and in a lot of cases, create generational wealth. I'm excited, Wayne, if you can't tell.
Ray, I want to thank you for doing everything you're doing for Ambit and for all the consultants out there. And I look forward to speaking again on the podcast real soon.
Wayne, thanks for having me on. I appreciate what all you're doing.
Once again, thanks to national consultant Ray Monty for joining us here today on the podcast. Well, that's a wrap for this week's podcast. Join us the same time next week as we'll be speaking to another one of our incredible Ambition 2012 award winners. And please, guys, do remember to spread the news of the podcast to all of your team and to all of your friends, as the more people that we actually have listening to this podcast, the more chance we've got of getting some great leaders on the podcast with some great information for you guys. Well, this has been your field recognition specialist, Wayne McMullen, for the Ambit Energy Podcast. I just want to remind you to keep on working hard, dream big, and keep on building that business on a foundation of integrity. And I'll speak to you next week.